wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. How you doing today? Well, I'll tell you. You know, I was listening to John Stokes, who was on the show or on the network prior to me, and he was talking about a photograph of a woman whose husband, a Marine, who was killed in Iraq, and she was lying in front of the casket, wanted to sleep next to her husband one last time before he was buried, and tragic, and it will be even more tragic if the woman ever really discovers that all of these people who have died in these wars, all our men and women, have died and been maimed and injured and their lives destroyed, all for a handful of globalists, all for nothing. That'll be even more tragic when she wakes up to that, if indeed she ever does. But I was reading something on the internet today talking about how they were dumping the remains of war dead, body parts, things that they couldn't put, you know, the hand with the body kind of thing. I guess they were just dumping them, the ashes of these cremated remains of troops that were killed, just dumping them in a landfill. How do you like that? Just dumping them in a landfill, just like you would dump your kitchen garbage. So how's that make you feel, America, huh? You're pleased with what you see happening in your country? Think anything? What will it take to prompt you to actually do something about these things that we see on a daily basis, these assaults on humanity, assaults on our nation? What will it take? Will it take the grieving widow lying on a mattress next to her deceased husband's casket? Will it take finding out that the troops' remains have been dumped in a landfill? And then, of course, when this was discovered, we have recognized a much better way of doing things. Ah, this is what they say. Well, you recognized a much better way of doing things than dumping the remains of our soldiers in a landfill? I just wonder, I really am always thinking to myself every day, what will be the straw that breaks the camel's back that will wake the American people up? Will there be no straw? Are we so blinded to reality? Are we so ignorant of the facts? Are we so without conscience that we'll do nothing? I'm curious. What do you think? What will it take? Is it another 9/11? What is it? I want you to tell me today, what is it that needs to occur to wake the American people up? I'll be back in 3 minutes. My name is Maggie Rodden. My guest will join me in three. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. Don't change that dial.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. The call-in number, if you would like to call in this morning, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number to call if you would like to advertise your business or service on a network that redistributes the truth. One of the very few that do, by the way, in case you haven't figured it out yet. 800-724-2719 is the number to call to do that. And, of course, you can choose not to do that, and you can stay in your little, so you think, safe corner, and you can hide in your house, and you can say, oh, well, I'm just going to go along to get along. I won't ruffle any feathers. I don't want to bring any notoriety to myself because I want life to go along just as it's always been. And so if I don't say anything, if I don't stand up and be counted, well, things go along as they've always gone along, only you're just deluding yourself because they're not going along as they've always gone along. And so the question that I pose to all of you who are listening prior to going to break is, what is the straw that breaks the camel's back? I'd like to know. I haven't figured out what it is. I wish I could figure out what it is because I would tell everyone what that straw is so that they could wake up and that they would finally, Dylan Thomas poem, rage at the dying of the light. Do not go gently into that good night. I would like to know what the straw is that would make people decide to rage at the dying of the light of freedom, because that is what is dying here. Really is. And all the lost body parts dumped into landfills isn't going to change that if we don't do something. So all of these poor men and women, one man's arm was sawed off, one Marine's arm was sawed off so his body would fit in his casket. Can you imagine? Honestly, what a disgrace. But you know what? That points out to me that these people have no conscience, truly. They have no sense of right or wrong. There is no sense of morality associated with that. Maybe a larger casket would have been in order, you think? Instead of desecrating the remains of this Marine? But people, there are a few people out there who have a conscience anymore. They don't recognize right or wrong. And even if they do, they don't care. That's the problem. They don't care. It doesn't matter to them. It's irrelevant. So I'm going to bring on my guest this morning quickly, and then I'm going to go to a caller real quick. I have Bill Ryle is with me again today. Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm good, Maggie. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I can't complain. I can complain, but you know what? I can complain, and I'm just like not in the mood for that anymore today either. I am just not in the mood for the crap, Bill.
I know what you mean. It is sad, and this thing that you've been talking about is just unconscionable.
Isn't it, Bill? It truly, truly is. I just cannot imagine. Every day I never cease to be amazed at what I see transpire in this world. That's all. Every day I am. My mind is blown by what I see transpire, and doesn't seem to matter.
Well, I think the trigger point for people varies by person, I suppose. Some are moved by just the thing that you've just said, and others take, you know, a sledgehammer over the head and thrown in jail or whatever until it becomes very, very personal.
You know, and look at those kids rioting at Penn State because they're upset that the coach who didn't report on the pedophile in his midst, because they're rioting that he was fired. I think he should be locked up, along with all of them who sat there and did nothing. So they were complicit in what that pedophile did because they did nothing.
That's right.
And so these idiots, what does it tell you about these idiot kids who are standing there rioting because they're offended that this coach was fired? How about the poor little kids who were abused by these pedophiles? Don't they feel any anger towards what happened to those kids that this coach could have prevented had he chosen to act? Please, I just, we're going to hell, Bill. That's all there really is. We're going to hell in a handbasket here in this country, and there are very few people who are trying to do anything to stop it. There's a couple callers that I have on the line, Bill. So before we get into, I don't know, whatever we get into today, let me take some callers, okay, Bill?
Okay, that's great.
Kevin in West Australia. How are you, Kevin, in West Australia?
I'm fine, Maggie. How are you?
I'm surviving reality so far.
I can hear you hitting home runs there. I can't hear your guest, by the way. The sound isn't coming through.
Okay, well, maybe the board
op. I hear you okay, but I can't hear him.
You can't hear him. Well, maybe the board op, who's Matt's on with me today, maybe he can fix that so everybody can hear the guest. Otherwise, they'll think I'm just talking to myself and having a hell of a conversation, Kevin.
You know, Maggie, just listening to you talking to yourself there, I could see you reflecting on exactly what's going on, and it affects you, and I can see it from here, and I'm like 13,000 miles away. This business about, you know, chopping a soldier's arm off to...
Are you there? You faded out on me, Kevin. The last I heard you say was this business of chopping a soldier's arm off.
Oh, I just had a sad moment, Maggie.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, it truly is sad, isn't it? Well, I was listening to the previous whole show, and when he was talking about it, and I could hear him, you know, the tears as he was talking about this woman who laid by her fallen husband's casket, and how heart-wrenching that is. And then I was searching around on the internet and saw this latest about what they've been doing down at good old Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, and all for nothing, Kevin.
The whole thing is a complete, it's disgusting. It is satanic. You know, like George Bush and his buddies, you know, they cooked up 9/11. You know, I've said it lots and lots of times. The Twin Towers, when they fell, they just didn't fall. They turned to dust, and when the dust had settled, the wreckage just wasn't there. There should have been a million tons of steel and concrete on the ground there that could have been taken away with cranes and what have you. There wasn't. It was just turned into dust and deposited out in the bay, in the river, and the buildings just disappeared. Now, you know, even if the planes hit the buildings and there was fires and what have you, it's completely impossible for buildings like that to be turned to dust.
Even if those two things were possible, how about the Building 7? How did that collapse? Just happened to collapse.
Late in the afternoon, Maggie, the Building 7, you know, it felt a lot of sympathy for the
the other two, and it decided to go down, right? I can't stand longer.
And it sympathized with them and fell down. This whole thing is a complete and utter fabrication, and it is designed to give us exactly what we've got. You know, the puppeteers, they're pulling the strings, raping America like you wouldn't believe. Well, I mean, you believe it because you can see it. I mean, I believe it. But America, a beautiful country, is being destroyed. And
yeah.
it makes me sick. You know, it hurts me. And, you know, I've got relatives in the U.S., and I've got so many good friends there that, you know, I've got Christian friends, and I've just got a lot of friends. And their lives are being tipped upside down because of the scum that, you've got the PNAC people, you know, the next 100-year century or whatever it is for American century. Those people, you know, they're just so crooked, man. They are the most satanic group of human beings, I think, that have ever walked the planet Earth. And you've got guys like Henry Kissinger who describes the American soldiers as just brute beasts to be used. Then in the end, I mean, to cut some guy's arm off to fit him in a coffin.
That about sums it all up, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, and as for when are the people going to wake up? I think there are a lot of people who are waking up, and you know, it's kind of like a seesaw at the minute. You know, people are dumbed out, and they're on the other end of the seesaw. And there's a few people on the good end that can see what's going on, and they're trying to wake the others up.
Hang on, Kevin. Paul in New Jersey, hang on. We've got to go to a quick 3-minute break, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't change the dial.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there. There is a contact button on my website if you want to get in contact with me. That's the way to do it. And there's a lot of information on my website, and especially under the tab entitled UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. Please take a look at the stuff that I've linked to on my main page. I've got a list of recommended websites, and there's many more out there. You can't put them all there, but take a look. Those are a lot of good websites with a lot of good information on what's going on. And before I go back to you, Kevin, down in Australia, I want to suggest everybody take a look on Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O. That's like a YouTube place, a competitor of YouTube, I guess, Vimeo.com, and look for a video that's the Murmuration, and it's spelled M-U-R-M-U-R-A-T-I-O-N. If you Google it. I don't use Google anymore. I use Bing. But if you stick it in Bing or Google, Murmuration, and it's maybe a minute and 30 second long video, definitely worth taking a look at. Maybe it'll cheer up people who are kind of down today. So take a look at it. It's Murmuration, and go take a look at it. You'll be glad you did. Anyway. The board op was just watching that, the video I'm referencing. He was just watching that. It is really tremendous. I wish I was, one of the people there live when the video was taken. But anyway, go take a look. Murmuration, M-U-R-M-U-R-A-T-I-O-N. And I'm not going to tell you what it means either, but go take a look. Anyway, we're talking with Kevin in Australia. Bill Ryle is my guest this morning, my constitutional buddy here in this neck of the woods. And, Kevin, did you want to have anything else you wanted to say? I'm going to grab another caller if you don't.
I'll just finish off with a quick point. The craziness of what they're pointing the finger at Iran and saying, you do this and you've done that, when the truth is they've done nothing. Now they're saying that Iran has a half a dozen nuclear bombs that they got from one of the former Russian states. Now, you know what? The people who make these lies up, I mean, the Israeli intelligence and the American intelligence, they're as nutty as wheels. Because, like, if you were a Chinese and you were a Russian and you're sitting back there now, you'd be thinking to yourself, oh, this is a pretty good deal now that everybody thinks that Iran's got some nukes. But we have, and we've got the cruise missiles to deliver them, and we can just press a button and we could finish every bit of American bases in the Middle East, in within a half an hour. That'd all be just gone. And then we can blame Iran because they've got these nukes, which they don't have. But we could all get on the bandwagon and it'd just be like 9/11 all over. You know, you point the finger and say, oh, they did it. They're the crazies. But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I do.
When you first start telling lies, the lies can just go on and on and on.
Well, the lies have been going on for decades and decades and decades and decades and decades. And we've all fallen for them. We've been none the wiser. So it's a real rude awakening when you recognize what the truth is. So,
Maggie, there are a lot of police out there and there are a lot of sheriffs and there are a lot of soldiers, and I'm sure they tune in. And, you know, they're getting when they're exposed to this kind of stuff, they think, oh, these people are crazy. But when they start to check it out and actually check the evidence to see whether what you hear on this radio station is if it's correct or not correct, suddenly they think to themselves. That's when they realize that they've been dangled along all the way. And
I know.
What they're doing is just a complete farce. And then when you add on to the end of it, you tag on the end of it, you've got it hurts me badly.
It hurts all of us, Kevin. I want to, on that note, I'm going to cut you loose, kiddo, and I'm going to, I've got about another minute before I'm going to hit a break. Bill, you want to comment? Because we'll take the next caller after we come back from the next break. You want to comment on anything Kevin was saying?
Yeah, hopefully it is, in fact, coming through now.
I can hear you, and the board op isn't indicating to me that he can't hear you. So maybe it was just Kevin was so far away, we need a longer string for the two cans. That must be what it is, right?
That's probably it, but he's right on target.
Maybe it's just Big Brother trying to interfere with the transmission, the pricks that they are.
Well, Kevin is always right on target.
Yes, he is.
I guess the thing I would suggest is that ignorance is a curable disease.
Yeah.
And we hope
some people don't want to be cured, Bill.
Well, that's the problem. That's true. But anyway, it is a curable disease, and hopefully more people will get the anecdote. It's called the truth, and it's all out there. Don't make it up. Truth is often better than fiction.
Oh, yes, it is. Hey, we'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Paul in New Jersey, Dick in Alberta, I'll grab you when we come back. Hey, everybody, take a look at that video. It's a wonderful video. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't change that dial, or I'll come looking for you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, everybody. This is Maggie Grodin. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. 800-313-9443 is the number. I'm not sure if I gave out the address for the studio. I'm telling you, I'm discombobulated today. If I had given out the number or the address for the studio, for those of you who, if you were wise, you'd advertise on this network, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664 is the address for the studio. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can find Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook as Republic Broadcasting Network. And you can find us on Twitter at RBN Live. I'm on there as well, Maggie_in_USA for the Twitter handle. I don't know what else to call it besides a handle, so it is a handle as far as I'm concerned. Who cares what the hell? It doesn't mean a damn bit a difference what I call it. You get the idea. Just go there and follow us. And Unsolicited Opinion on Facebook. So I suggest you check it out and check out the Facebook page. For those of you into Facebook, check it out. And my guest this morning is William Taylor Ryle. We really haven't gotten into anything yet. We may not get into anything yet. Bill, I don't know. You could just chime in and give your 2 or 4 cents periodically. We're going to take a couple more callers since we have them. They have something they want to say, and we will allow them to say that. Paul in New Jersey, what say you, kiddo?
Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Paul.
For one, today is the birthday of the Marine Corps.
Oh, well, geez, you know, I didn't see anything on the, well, what a surprise.
Well,
what a surprise I wouldn't see anything about that on the Internet. I don't look at Google anymore because they really piss me off, quite frankly, because they don't bother to acknowledge any of these very important dates. They come up with some, you know, some nonsense they can make a big deal out of, but other things, like, for example, I bet you Veterans Day, they won't acknowledge that either.
Anyway,
go ahead.
Yeah,
Paul.
You're not going to like what I have to say, Maggie.
Well, I'm not in a good mood anyway, so you might as well go for it.
All right, because for one, the reason why America gets in so many wars is because we enable it. We love to vote in warriors. You could see the way Ron Paul is collectively shunned in the Republican Party and by America overall, because he's the one candidate in both parties who advocates for peace consistently. So our nation has an incredible bloodlust to send our advanced military overseas to murder foreigners.
Paul, who in this nation has this incredible bloodlust?
The voters.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to disagree with you here, Paula. I don't think so. I can tell you I'm not interested in sending our men anywhere. I'd like to bring them all back.
Well, then you better vote for Ron Paul, then, and that'll prove it. But if you vote for people who advocate war over the Mideast, that means the blood is in your hands. If you vote for both the establishment, Republican or Democratic parties, and they commit genocide like they did in Iraq, the blood's on your hands. I have not voted for any of those candidates in the past 23 years. Okay, I learned my lesson when I was a young man.
And well, so, I'm glad you did, Paul. We need more people to learn their lesson.
Well,
don't you?
Wait, you're not going to like what I'm going to say now, because what I'm saying is
you're entitled to say what you want to say, Paul. Whether I like it or not isn't really important. Go ahead, say what you want to say.
Right now, if this young woman who was lamenting the loss of her husband really loved her husband, she wouldn't have let him join the military to begin with. That's the first thing. Second of all,
you have that much control over other individuals in life, Paul, that you can prevent them from doing something they feel compelled to do. Many times people do things based upon ignorance of all the facts. They don't really know the truth. If they knew the truth, maybe they wouldn't make those choices.
Listen, these families, the parents of this kid, I'm sure got them all into believing the honor of
sending
our soldiers.
You're just assuming it. And, you know, I'll tell you something. Mad Dog Morrison, one of my nursing instructors, when I went to school to be an LPN before I went back for the air and stuff, Mad Dog Morrison said, never assume anything because it makes an ass of you and me. And you know what? Mad Dog Morrison was one of those people who made your uniform had to be spit shined and your shoes polished and everything ironed and the bed. You had to bounce a quarter off it and the whole nine yards. But I'll tell you something. If I was sick, that's exactly the person I'd want. Mad Dog Morrison taking care of me because she made sure it was right. So I don't think all these parents are warmongers and they say, oh, go join the military. People believe in patriotism, Paul. They just don't realize who the dirtballs are who've been waging these wars. And it hasn't been the individual, Paul. It certainly hasn't been.
But these people enable the American imperialism. If nobody joins the military, then this corrupt, rotten to the core government would have to hire foreign foreign mercenaries to do their mass murder. So my point is, all the people who think it's fun to join the military, and of course they think it's fun. You know why? Because look at the kill ratio. You know, when you're flying in a plane, dropping cluster bombs or dropping bombs on Iraqi civilians overseas.
Do you really think people enjoy killing other people? Do you really think our soldiers get off on killing other people, Paul?
Why would we join in the military? I mean, what's the excuse for America, which is protected by oceans on both sides, with the only natural enemies being maybe Mexico and Canada, to send its military thousands of miles away to get engaged?
I'm not sending them. Are you sending them? Bill, isn't sending them.
If you voted for Obama, you sent for them. If you vote for Zionist neocons, you're sending them. You enable them by your voting. You enable by joining the military. And so some people might show respect for our soldiers. I'm going to tell you something. I show more respect for that fella working at McDonald's, the teenage kid who decided to do the peaceful thing and not join the military and is slaving over flipping burgers because he didn't want to join the military. And he's actually paying taxes, not being a tax burden, not using American taxpayers' resources. I have more respect for that kid flipping burgers, and I honor him more on this day.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion, Paul. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, right, wrong, or indifferent. However, I'm going to disagree with you there, because I don't think that the men and or women in our military are all warmongers or anything else. I think most of them are ignorant of who it is, who the puppet masters are, who are the hand behind the curtain, who are manipulating all these events, Paul. I'm hoping that they'll wake up to that, because they need to know who their real enemy is. On that note, Paul, I've got a couple other callers. You got 30 more seconds that I'm sending you along the road. So what's your final thought? Okay, he just hung up. Okay, well, let's go to Dick in Alberta. Hi, Dick. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Maggie?
I am surviving reality, I don't like reality too much. How about you?
Yeah, very good. Up here in Alberta, we got winter here.
You have what up there?
Winter.
Oh, you got winter in Alberta, huh?
Well, we got a little bit of snow on the ground.
Oh, did you? How much?
Oh, a couple inches.
Oh, all right. Yeah. All right.
Anyway, more's on the way.
More's on the way to Alberta. How far from the border, the Canadian-U.S. border, are you, Dick? Are you up?
I'm in the middle. I'm in Red Deer.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Right in the middle of Alberta.
All right.
Halfway between Calgary and halfway to Edmonton.
Okay.
Halfway in between. Anyway, Maggie, tomorrow is Remembrance Day. You know what Remembrance Day is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. That's one of our big commemorations we have every year here in Canada, of course. You wear the poppy in commemoration for the fallen, eh? Anyway, I want to respond while I'm on the phone. Yeah. I really enjoy your show. I think you bring a lot of good subjects up.
Thank you.
I wanted to respond to Kevin in Australia. If you're still listening, Kevin, you had a question last night on Rick Adams. I always listen to Rick Adams, but I couldn't get in fast enough to respond to your question in reference to the type of material that was used in the explosive material that was used in the World Trade Center. Apparently...
isn't it supposed to be thermite or something like that?
Yeah, it's a nanothermite.
Yep.
And nanothermite burns very hot, and when it explodes, it pulverizes the any material that it's on. Now, they do make it. You just can't make nanothermite in some back cave someplace. This has to be under laboratory conditions. We found out that the stuff that was used in the 9/11 was made in Israel at the nuclear research center there, and then Negev near Dimona. It's affiliated with Israeli universities and institutions. Okay, now this nanothermite. After the buildings come down, they found flakes of the nanothermite. It's like a grayish, pinkish flake. Now, apparently, tests were done on it, they put some of these flakes in a teaspoon, and they ignited it, and it pretty well melted the whole spoon. That's how hot it burns. Now, as far as the ignition system on it, it is a propellant. It's used for military use for propellants, explosives, and pyrotechnics. Now, they can ignite it by different means. Okay, the stuff that was put in the buildings was sprayed in. It's a nanoparticle that can be sprayed on with an aerosol can.
Okay.
Or in case of the insoluble oxides, what they call spray propolis. It's a solution suitable for the precursor for the ignition system itself. And
what do you say they use to ignite the nanothermite?
It's called a nichrome bridge wire. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the nichrome bridge wire, that's how we figure it was used in this case. The other means of ignition can be include a flame or even a laser pulse.
Okay.
So,
well, maybe that the, answers Kevin, whatever
Alamos,
Kevin's question was last night.
The
then.
Los Alamos National Laboratory there, they have been developing this super thermite electric matches that they can actually use for low ignition currents, and it resists friction, impact, and static discharge.
All right.
So, hopefully, this kind of answer Kevin's question. If Kevin is still listening there in Australia,
I imagine he probably is because I pay him to listen. So he probably is there. Otherwise, the check's not in the mail, okay?
Yeah. I wish somebody paid me.
Yeah, you and me both, kid. I'm telling you.
Now, just to give you a little bit of background
Dick,
myself.
Quickly, because I've got a couple other callers I want to grab as well.
I spent 33 years in the military. I was with military intelligence, and I did a lot of explosives, work with.
So you know from whence you speak, I would say.
Correct.
That. Okay.
I've been investigating this since 2001.
Okay.
I'm not with the military now, but my investigations still go on. And listening to your station gives me prompt to use other ways of doing my investigation.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. There's more than
that's
one
like
way to
like
skin a cat, so to speak, right?
Deanna Spingola and Rick Adams, I love you all.
Thank you. I listen
to this show, this radio station, just about 24 hours a day.
Well, good. I listen to a lot of the other hosts as well, so I don't listen to myself and repeat, because what the hell for? I participated in it. You know what I mean.
Anyway, Maggie, you have a happy Remembrance Day.
Thank you.
Us up here in Canada tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks
and you have a nice day.
Dick. Thank you. Thanks for calling, Dick, and thanks for listening to all of us. We appreciate it. We've got several more callers, Bill. You want to comment on anything that Dick was saying, Bill, before we go to the other callers, Wayne in Florida, Ron in Fort Worth, Larry in Washington?
Yeah, I think it's the independent investigations by people who are informed and don't have a
dog in the race.
A dog in the race or something to give them an advantage is really where the truth comes out. Of course, everything needs to be verified and checked, but the mystery is greater than the answers that we've been given. I think the Building 7 example is perfect because there was a British broadcaster on, and she was saying at the time Building 7 had fallen, and over her shoulder there was Building 7. So clearly it was on script.
Yeah, right? Please.
Right.
Please. Anyway.
Too many questions that are unanswered, frankly.
Yeah, exactly. And the answers given just don't jive.
Right.
Let's go to Wayne in Florida. Hi, Wayne.
How you doing, Maggie?
I'm all right. Where are you in Florida, Wayne? What part?
Melbourne Beach.
Oh, all right. I used to live in Florida. Lived there for a couple of years. Down in, around Jupiter.
Oh, my brother lives down there.
All right. Yeah. So what's going on with you in Florida today, Wayne?
It's about code enforcement. I don't know. Is the person that you have on, he's a constitutional expert?
Yeah. He's a pretty smart guy. Not mad at him, he's a smart guy. When I'm mad at him, he isn't. But today I'm not mad at him. So he's a smart guy. Yeah, go ahead, Wayne. Ask your question.
Yeah. The problem I've been having has been going on for quite some time. We purchased a house about 3 years ago, me and my son. And while we were cleaning out the house, it was an estate sale, an older gentleman owned it. And while we were cleaning out the house, two building inspectors showed up, came to the property and said, you guys need to stop work. So I happen to be a state-certified builder, and I'm like, well, I'm not doing anything that requires a permit. I called your town, and, when we do something, we'll pull a permit.
Right.
No, we think you're doing work. I said, what do you mean you're thinking? So we had a dumpster there, but there was like old doors that were inside the place. And I was like, this is just stuff that was, it's all garbage from the house. The guy died.
Right.
You need to get off your property or we're going to arrest you. So I right away called the chief building official and said, you know, what's going on here? You know, this is, you know, we're not doing nothing. So he goes, well, you let my inspectors in your inside your house so they can look. I was like, what are you talking about? I'm not letting anybody in my house. They got no reason to be in my house. I'm not doing anything wrong. So that conversation ended, and, you know, 2 days later we go back to the house. And they stuck unsafe structure stickers all over the house.
Hang on, Wayne. We got to go to a quick 3-minute break. Hang on, Wayne in Florida, Ron in Fort Worth, Larry in Washington. I'm going to get to you guys as well, so don't go away. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. You are listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't change that dial.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. If you would like to advertise your business or service on a network that redistributes the truth, then I suggest you get in contact with Republic Broadcasting Network, and the number to do that is 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Our address is 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We are on Twitter, RBN Live, Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. So my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. There's a contact button if you want to contact me. Actually, I think my information of Facebook and Twitter is up on my website. You know what? Don't I sound like a damn fool? I don't even know. Oh, well, what the hell. Anyway, let's go back to Wayne in Florida. What you're talking about is more important than whether or not I'm up on what's on my website today. So, Wayne, go back to telling us what these people are doing to you down there.
All right. So, you know, they came and put those stickers all over the house, and I called, you know, one of the inspectors and said, you know, I came by the house today. These stickers are all over the house. What's unsafe about it? When we bought the house, I had it inspected. I'm a state-certified builder, and I had a structural engineer. There's nothing wrong with the house. So he goes, we'll leave the stickers on as long as we want until you let us into the house. I said, what are you talking about? So I knew under the unsafe ordinance, you know, they're required to send me a certified letter, you know, what's wrong with it, and, you know, 30 days to fix it, whatever they're considering. So I waited 3 months. Received nothing. So I sent a couple certified letters to them requesting it. Still no response. Finally, we hired an attorney, and we finally got, you know, a letter stating that, oh, while the inspectors were driving by, they noticed there was wires hanging out of the electrical box in the garage and made the house unsafe.
Please, while they were driving by?
Yeah, they were just happened
to be driving by, huh?
That there were wires hanging out of the box, and which is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, first off, he didn't view that, and there is no wires hanging, you know, it was an existing box. No work was done to it. It's still the existing box as of now that was never touched.
Right.
And I says, but that doesn't make a house unsafe. So, you know, in their letter they stated that, and that they called me and informed me what it was, because I said under unsafe ordinance and Florida statute, you're supposed to tell me. So they said they called me, and I have phone records. You know, they never called me. And they're not supposed to call you. They're supposed to do it in writing, certified letter.
Well, yeah, so you have proof that what they claim they did, they actually did. Yeah, I know the game, please.
Exactly. So they never did any of that. And then they even sent FPL over and cut our wires to the house. Yeah, so I was just like, this is unbelievable. So, you know, we had the lawyer for a little while, and we got, you know, to have a little sit down and said that, oh, you know, we just, you know, we're concerned with the porch and the electrical wiring. I said, well, here's a, you know, I got a letter from an electrical guy that nothing's been touched. Electrical service is in working condition. It's an existing system. That's fine. I had the structural engineer report, my report.
Right.
You know, all of us a lot more qualified than anybody they had, and especially my structural engineer. But I said, you know what, to avoid this hassle, you know, I'll put some heavy duty brackets on the porch. I was going to fix it up anyways and put some straps on it and that. So a little bit after that, you know, called for an inspection. You know, inspector showed up there early, didn't tell me, you know, he was supposed to meet me at a certain time. And he says, oh, I'm not going to inspect this property. I said, well, I got a permit for it. And he says, I'm not. Because I was up on your roof, and I looked through the window, and I saw a tile and cement board inside it. I said, no, we're going to tile the floor. There's no permit required.
Hang on, because we've got to go to break. Hang on, Wayne. We'll be right back. Don't hang up, everybody. I'm going to get to your calls. We'll be back. 60 seconds. This is a quick break.